You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Tonight we are talking about the shadow side of life. Each person has a shadow, and in order to release it, you need to bring it up to the surface, just like fear, to accept it, and then to finally release it. So I brought on shadow expert Dawn Michaels to talk about this tonight. Now, Dawn is the founder and CEO of Law of Attraction Singles, the premier dating site, which explains why she has a fascination in shadow work. Your shadow side often affects your love relationships, your family relationships, even your work relationships. Dawn is addressing this with many of her clients because it is a necessary part of the law of attraction. So it's going to be a great show. Sit back, relax, kick up your feet, and get ready for some great insight right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
It's here. It's hot. And it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
And that's Amore. Join us on our Law of Attraction Love Boat for 3 nights of romantic fun. Want to learn how to communicate to attract love into your life? Or how about to enhance an existing relationship and even bring it up to the next level? We are in partnership with Law of Attraction Singles, the best dating site on the web, and relationship expert Larry Michael. And we want you to come and join the fun. We're going to be dancing, singing, laughing in wonderful onboard activities and workshops designed to align you with romance. It's October 22nd through 25th, going out of Long Beach, California. Sign up today at loaradionetwork.com/love-boat. Or go to loaradionetwork.com and get ready for some amore.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Jay Warren here, professional basketball player and entrepreneur. And I want to give a testimonial for a good friend of mine, Jules Johnson. I call her good friend because before I had met her, I've been listening to her Law of Attraction radio show for over 2 years. Just the information she shared on her show was amazing that I had to connect and reach out to this woman. After I reached out to her, we spoke, I had a conversation, and she suggested some sessions to me. And just with those couple of sessions that she has gave me, I've seen the dramatic results in my life. It's been mind-blowing on just what a couple of sessions with her have done for me. You know, she's very humble, she's very honest, but she knows her information. She knows the law of attraction, and she knows the barriers that are keeping you from moving forward in your life. If you're a big believer in the law of attraction, hypnosis, whatever, I highly suggest Jill Johnson for you, because she will definitely lead you down the path that you need to go. So thanks again, Jules. I love you very much. Take care. Bye.
Okay, we are back with Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. Want to make sure everyone tunes in to Law of Attraction Radio Network and hear our brand new show called Power in a Half Hour, starring Coach Mark. Now, Coach Mark has literally read thousands of books on wealth creation and was so successful, he retired at the age of 40. And now he's sharing all the secrets and tips from all the millionaires and billionaires within the last 100 years in his show, Power in a Half Hour. This is really powerful and you're going to love it. So tune in for that. Also, I want to remind people that if you want to go on the Love Boat, you have to pay for the entire cruise fee now because the deadline is August 20th. But you still have time to get interest-free credit for 6 months using PayPal. And you can sign up after August 20th, but the fees will go up. You know, that's how cruise lines manage to make a few bucks. They're going to charge more as the ship gets filled. So you want to do this before August 20th and save as much money as you possibly can. Or if you really want to go, you may be able to finagle a way to pay half of the cruise amount now and the other half in September. So let us know. Go to loaradionetwork.com/loveboat and sign up as soon as possible. This is going to be a great event because we're in partnership with Law of Attraction Singles and Larry Michael of The Four Answers. We're going to have workshops. We're going to have dancing. We're going to have singing. We're going to have ways that you can meet somebody or just learn how to attract that perfect person into your life. Now, you may have noticed that the Law of Attraction magazine is out, and this August issue features Dr. Bruce Lipton. We also have a lot in this issue about health and cancer, and since many of you have lost loved ones due to cancer, as I have, we have articles in there about the non-effectiveness of chemotherapy and traditional cancer treatments. We just want everyone to be aware that from reports and studies published in oncology magazines, these studies show that chemo does not work 97% of the time. In fact, more and more articles are showing that cancer will cure itself with proper food and nutrition. Also in the magazine, we are featuring Dr. Uwe Albright, MD, who's bringing a brand new healing modality to the United States. And together, Dr. Uwe and I are putting on 3 free healing sessions that will teach you how to tune into your intuition to heal your body, as well as how to expand out to be a teacher of Inner Wise Healing System. Who knows, this could be a new profession for you. I have no idea, but it's not a telesummit. This is actual information that can change your life through an interactive online video stream. You're going to learn how to heal your body, and maybe even a pet or a child. The information that you get from this is going to be exceptional. Everyone needs to know how to heal themselves, right? Of course. So go to loaradionetwork.com and go to the free healing webinars and sign up. The first session starts on Sunday, August 16th, at 10 a.m. Pacific time. All 3 sessions are different and they're only 1 hour. So you have the time to take this, and they're free, free, free. So take advantage of it. Sign up. Also, next week, Dr. Uwe is back on my show because I have some really, really interesting questions that I want to ask him. And I'm looking forward to our conversation. You know, there are a few more articles in the Law of Attraction magazine that I think are really worth mentioning. One is an article by Dr. Sarini Pillay, MD of Harvard Medical School, talking about the validity of the Law of Attraction. And yes, that's right, Dr. Pillay has actually proved that the brain is where the Law of Attraction starts. It's real. It's authentic. So that is a tremendous article. And we have another great article by Joe Martino about what you're not being told about the Law of Attraction. He's got some really good instructions in there. It's very powerful. And there's also a fascinating article on the largest study of near-death experiences conducted in hospitals worldwide. And guess what? It does not prove that consciousness dies with the body. In other words, as hard as they are trying, their scientific conclusions are saying that there could be some truth surrounding the fact that consciousness continues after we die. Fascinating. And one of my very favorite articles is called Be the Change: 6 Ways That You Can Make a Dramatic Difference. You know, something as easy as being conscious of what you're buying can actually mean that you are voting with your dollars and can make your opinion heard louder than anything else. It's great stuff. So check out the magazine. You're going to love it. Now, let's talk to Dawn Michaels. Once upon a time, many years ago, she had a radio show on Law of Attraction Radio Network where she talked about love relationships. Now, her Law of Attraction singles dating site has expanded to 70,000 people, and she just keeps growing and growing because, well, that's the Law of Attraction. So let's talk about the shadow side of us, shall we? Well, welcome, Dawn, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I am thrilled to have you back on after all these years.
Thanks, Jules. It has been a long time. We've known each other, what, 7, 8 years, I think?
Yeah. And you know what's so much fun is because we're teaming up again and doing this cruise. And that's what's so much fun. So
it is.
I'm just enjoying our association together because we are, you know, I think we're so much alike in the way that we think and the things that we pursue. So this is so much fun. I'm just delighted to get back into sync with you.
Thank you. I am too. It's always fun to play with you, and it does feel like we always just hit it off.
Yeah.
So it's like an old girlfriend that you just, you know, you get back together with her, and it's like you never separated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly it. So, Dawn, I want to make sure all my fabulous listeners know about lawofattractionsingles.com, which I consider to be the premier dating site, because if people want to meet like-minded people, then your site has it all.
We've been around since 1999. And I really don't know where you would find a group of a larger group of single people who are passionate about the Law of Attraction, single and looking. So yet we have over 70,000 members and growing.
Wow.
And we get success stories all the time. We love them. And I feel a joy to come and listen to these success stories on a regular basis.
Wow, how fun is that? We're getting a lot of people from all over for the Law of Attraction. So I know that they're going to go to your site and sign up. And you had an offer, didn't you? I mentioned that before, that you were offering men free membership for about 30 days.
You know, as it stands, we love having our men come in and join us. So yes, we have a special offer for the next 30 days. The men just need to write to me or my assistant, basically, and we will give them a free 1-month membership. They just need to write to admin@loasingles.com, and all men get a free membership.
Yay! Isn't that fun? That's fun. And I noticed on your site, you've got, there are so many people in every state. It's really phenomenal the amount of people that you have. So I'm just
Actually, we're in 79 countries as
Oh,
well. I
wow.
mean, we've been around a long, long time and we're spread out all over. But yes, we definitely have people in every state, but we also have people in 79 countries.
Wow. Well, that's fun. So, Don, you're also a relationship coach.
I am.
And how long have you been doing that since
Oh,
before?
no, I think I started about 7 or 8 years ago, but it was really just it was more a volunteer ministry for me. But then it became more integrated about a year ago, year and a half ago, where I really started working with people on a deeper level.
And some of those are, is that one-on-one or is it a couples approach or what is it?
It's been one-on-one. I've been asked to do some couples, but it just hasn't come to fruition. So up until now, it's just one-on-one.
Don, you have been doing a lot of research on the shadow side, and I think this is a great topic for us. Would you explain what the shadow means?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually an area that I had no interest in for a long time. I mean, I've been in the law of attraction community for over 15 years, and the subject of shadow work kept coming up and coming up in my life, and I wasn't a match to it. I didn't want to confront it. I didn't want to think about it. It seemed to me to be the opposite of the law of attraction. We all know that what we focus on is what we attract. So why on earth would I want to focus on shadows? I don't want to attract more shadows.
Right.
But shadows, really, shadow work is really all about light. It's about shining the light on the shadows, so that they're no longer hampering our manifesting abilities. But so, what shadows are? Shadows are that piece of us, those pieces of us that we're trying to hide from the world. It happens mostly in childhood, and it can be just a simple thing like, your child is eating a plate of cookies, and you look at them and say, "Are you really going to eat all those cookies? Don't you want to share some?" And they feel selfish. And in that moment, the subconscious is created. And this is all from Carl Jung. He's the one who
Right.
saw how this all worked, and it's been verified. So at that moment, the subconscious is created, and the subconscious is really our hiding place for everything that we want to hide about ourselves, everything that we're ashamed of, everything that we regret, all those parts of us that we don't love, or are those parts of us that we're afraid that if anybody ever saw them, they wouldn't love us. And so the energy that we use in suppressing these shadows is what stops us from being able to use the law of attraction. So, shadow work has, I have found, to be the missing piece. It really is the missing piece with me and my clients. We've all learned how to ask. It's ask, allow, and receive. The asking part, we've all gotten really good at. We've got the vision boards, we've got the journaling, we've got the affirmations, we've got the music, we've got everything going, but it was the allowing part that seemed to be the hang-up place for me and all my clients. And
And the allowing
so
was because we didn't believe in ourselves. That's what we were not feeling worthy because we're remembering all the times that we were not so good that we're trying to hide. Is that it?
It's not just the times, it's actually the pieces of us. We're segregating ourselves. We segregate ourselves into the conscious and the subconscious.
Interesting.
And when we segregate ourselves, it's that subconscious part that we have no affinity for whatsoever. We're ashamed of it. It's the dark side of us. and we just want to pretend it's not there. And it's kind of like, I think Debbie Ford expressed it really well. She says it's like swimming in a pool and you're trying to hold a beach ball underwater. You know, you can't focus on anything else but keeping that beach ball under the water. You can't do anything else. It takes up all your attention. Mm-hmm. And that's really how the shadows are. They take up so much of our attention. And so we can focus consciously, positive focus consciously, all day, all night, do it perfect. But if subconsciously we're focused on our shadows, we're never going to be able to manifest well.
What do you do to get the light onto some of those shadows? Do you have to go back and examine, or what?
Yeah, it sometimes just acknowledging to yourself that you have shadows can create huge changes in somebody's life. I mean, just saying, you know what, I've got shadows. Wow, I really do. Just that one thought alone can increase your ability to manifest, but taking it deeper is always better. So then, yeah, there are a lot of ways to do this. You can try to do it on your own. I really don't recommend shadow work unchaperoned. It can be like a detox. It can be like a physical detox. It can feel pretty heavy while you're going through it. It takes a lot of courage and a lot of awareness to confront those parts of us that we have worked really hard at hiding. Mm-hmm. So you can journal it. You can work with somebody else, but when you work with somebody else who isn't acting as a coach, you might find yourself defending those traits. So working with a professional is best, but you can do it on your own. And there are many ways. You really just need to get into communication with those shadows, shine a light on them, give them names, and realize that there's a positive side to that. So, for instance, if as a young child you segregated being selfish because of the cookies, you can say, okay, well, what's the positive side of being selfish? Well, it could be that you could create better boundaries, or you could realize that you're a good provider by being selfish. You know, there's a good side to all these. Anger, you know, you're standing up for yourself. Any of these negative traits that we've given ourselves, that we've put in the shadows, can be turned around and considered a gift. And not only that, but there's positive things we put in the shadows as well. If as a little child your artistic talent was criticized, then you could hide your artistic talent.
Interesting.
It is. So we spend enormous amounts of energy hiding them and dealing with them, trying to eliminate them, negating them. And all that energy is focus. And so we are focused on these shadows instead of focusing on our manifestation, what we want to manifest.
Interesting. You know, would this qualify? Because I've noticed getting into my older years, let's say, that I start remembering situations in my life that it's like, ooh, boy, that was not nice. That was, I really was not a nice person at that time. Is that where the shadow work will come in? Because I am finally seeing it, I'm not forgetting it, or I'm looking at it a different way that I'm accepting?
It says a lot about your awareness level, Jules, which we all could have assumed anyway, or we already know about you. You know, your awareness level is at a point where you can confront those shadows. You can confront the things that you've done. But shadows are not really things you've done. Shadows are things that you believe about yourself.
Interesting. Oh, that's great clarity. That's great clarity.
But it does, they do relate to each other. So, And we all have shadows. We might want to pretend that we don't. There may be some monks somewhere that have meditated them all out. I'm not sure. But really, we all have these shadows. And if we can embrace them, it's a lot better than spending all the energy shunning them. It's a lot like a dragon in your basement. And it's, you know, making noise and trying to get out. And I mean, how are you going to lead a productive life when you've got this dragon in the basement making all this noise and commotion trying to get out? You know, it's, you just can't really focus on manifesting when you're so busy with all the energy hiding these shadows. So
yeah.
And keep in mind that there's good shadows, and it's really, for some of my clients, it is painful, and some of them we just try to make it as playful as possible. You know, you can do this with children as well, and that's when it really gets playful. You give them goofy names. You give all these shadows goofy names. Anyway,
That just seems, I mean, that's really, really fascinating, because we're putting all of our energies on keeping this mask up. So that mm-hmm. people can't see the way that we really are. So
that's
what
right.
you're saying is that we've got to go and accept and expand and maybe change our thoughts about how we were.
Yeah, we want to change our thoughts about those parts of us that we've been trying to hide. We need to just confront them, shine a light on them, and realize that they're not so bad. You know, everybody, we all think that our demons, our shadows are worse than everybody else's. And they're not. They're all about the same. I've listened to a lot of shadow stories, and none of them are new. It's the same repetition of the same ones over and over again. We all have the same ones.
Wow. So you with then a person, a coach, you are able to shift the way or your perception is about that. You can shine the light, you can release that and change your perception about it so that you're not focusing all that energy on the wasted side of it and focusing in on what really it is that you want.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I can't stress it enough. I really believe that this is the missing piece of the law of attraction. I just don't think that anybody can manifest their heart's desire while they're so busy hiding their shadows. And I've watched my clients have some amazing results from just, one or two sessions of confronting their shadows and watching their ability to manifest just expound. And there's more to it. Of course, most my clients are almost 90-something% of them are all interested in relationships. So, and that's where these shadows come from. These shadows really are born out of a desire for love from our parents as a child. That's how these shadows are born. So when we heal that that area, we're healing the relationship area, which opens up the door to having better relationships. But there's more to it than that. When you're letting, when a normal person with their shadows goes in to try to find a sweetheart and consciously, they're not really making the decisions. Subconsciously, it's their shadows who are choosing who they want to mate. And the subconscious is choosing the person that they think will help them both, that will help them confront these shadows and integrate those shadows into their lives. We don't want to shun these shadows. We want to love them. We want to appreciate them for their strength. We want to embrace them. And so the subconscious, where the shadows are lying, are the ones that are choosing our mates. And that's why we're having such a hard time finding mates that work for us.
I see. Interesting.
It
so
is interesting.
We are attracting our shadows to us.
We're attracting somebody who can mirror our shadows to us.
Okay. Great.
Yes.
Yeah. And that makes all the sense in the world, because that's why there's so many people that get into one marriage and then divorce and get into the same type of marriage and then do it again and again. I mean, I've known so many people that have recurring patterns, and you're saying that you probably wouldn't have the recurring pattern if you would just address those that shadow side of you.
Yes, that's right. I mean, if you you want to choose your mate on a conscious level, yes, a heart level, but not a subconscious level, because on a subconscious level, your shadow is choosing your mate for who it feels can best help it heal, and that is not who you really want as a mate.
So if you get into this relationship and you change your shadow, does that improve the relationship, or is it because you picked the wrong one to begin with? What
It's,
happened?
I've seen both. I have to say, I probably see more people moving on to a different type of relationship, unfortunately, or fortunately. Once you realize that the shadow is healed, you find that there's really not a match there. On a conscious level, you're not really a match. I've seen that happen more than 50% of the time.
Wow. And that's why your site is so wonderful, because people can go and find someone that is like-minded, and actually they can learn about the shadows.
It is, but there's even more to it than that. When you're going through a dating site, you actually are choosing your mate from a conscious level. While you're on the computer, you don't have chemistry going with somebody via the computer until you start to talk to them or you meet them. But at first, you're actually using your conscious mind to choose somebody, and I think it's helpful than just going out to a bar and seeing who you have instant chemistry with. You're being more rational, more logical, more aware in who you're choosing. But if you haven't handled the shadow side, it will come up eventually.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting.
And you can find those shadows within yourself if you want to take the time. Just look at how you're judgmental of anybody else. Anybody you are judgmental of is a mirror to you of a piece of you that you have shunned.
That is so important. So again, we can't just go through life without looking, or we could,
Most people do,
but we're
but we're
going.
but we want a better, happier life. You and me and all your listeners and my members, we're all looking for a better life for ourselves, more happiness, more joy. And so that's why I bring up shadow work with my clients. And
Wow.
to take this to a bigger level, just briefly, there are collective shadows that mankind has. And really, there are many of us trying to shine a light on those collective shadows as well. World hunger, war, government corruption, these all are collective shadow areas that we have as a species.
So that's really interesting topic, because what do we do then on the collective to remove these shadows so that we can have a healthier society?
Well, I mean, I think you could probably guess at the answer. The answer is that we need to work on each of us individually. We really can't help the collective shadows until we handle our own. I mean, there are people working at clearing the collective shadows on the planet, but I really believe that we need to clean our own house up first.
Right. And the important step, no matter what, is to become aware of not only your shadow sides, but become aware of what is really happening in the world. So many of us have go day to day in just our own little tiny environment, and we don't see the truth of what's happening. And I think that awareness kind of brings it all together about the collective.
I agree. I agree.
Wow.
So, you know, just to give your listeners an idea of the major shadows that I run across, you know, their anger, hate, guilt, resentment, rejection, abandonment, need for approval, feeling overwhelmed. You know, those are the primary ones that I see. And they're really, it doesn't have to be that difficult to really shine a light on them and integrate them back into who you are. Remember that when they were born, when the subconscious was born, you were segregating yourself. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to integrate yourself back to being whole. And that means loving that dark side of yourself and seeing the gifts that it brings.
Okay, so give us an example. Say that you have anger issues, and what is some of the things that you can turn and make that a better side of you that you could improve?
Well, I mean, you can take a look at it and say, okay, it's anger, but it's also my strength. It's also me standing up for my boundaries. It's also me wanting justice. And you can appreciate those things when worded that way. And then you can very slowly just love the anger and give it a new job. And its new job would be to help keep me aware of justices in my life, or to keep me aware of boundaries that I wish to have in my life. You just have to kind of love it and morph it into something that's gentler and easier to live with. So, of course, you can, I don't know if you can see, but in our culture, we use, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, and food to quiet these shadows. We spend so much energy trying to ignore, suppress these shadows. And that's really, that's what it's all about. It's about the energy that we spend trying to hide it.
Yeah.
It's enormous. It's enormous amounts of energy.
And I've also noticed it keeps us from connecting to each other because
absolutely.
Of what we're trying to hide ourselves so much. We cannot connect.
We can't be real with each other, because if we were real, they might see our shadow.
If we can't connect too, we really are not able to connect to the energy of all that is, to the spiritual concepts. We cannot connect to life as we know it. We have to be able to connect with each other. You know, there was a report recently that came out about alcoholism that said the reason for alcoholism is not so much escape, or maybe it is, but it's the fact that they cannot connect to other people. And it's probably because of that shadow side that they're hiding, that they're unable to connect with people in order to accept themselves as well. So that's why they're drinking or drugging or whatever.
Yes. And you know, I think you touched on this, that it also impedes a relationship with Source, a relationship with God. You know, you feel like you need to hide it from God as well. And that's so damaging. I just wish I could wave a magic wand and let everybody know that shadow work can take as little as an hour to get rid of 80% of it. And that is going to have huge impact on your manifesting abilities using the law of attraction.
So you're going to be able to connect to Source in getting the truth about what your desires are. I would imagine that your desires, because you have identified your shadows, is going to be completely different from where you started. It's not going to be so ego-based. Is that correct?
It is. That's right. That is right.
So you're better able to shoot off that rocket of desire to the universe so that it can bring back to you something that you are truly wanting without the ego.
Yeah, your shadows are kind of like an anchor on that rocket of desire. It's really not, it's going to, you know, it can have all the energy it wants, but if there's an anchor there, it's not really going to go anywhere. And you know what? I think I really, you know, this may be a little odd, but I really believe that religions over the years have used confession as a way of clearing these shadows. I mean, if you just confess, you know, what's going on in your world and in your heart and in your mind, it really clears it away. I don't think that's only like one part of the shadow work that I think we all need to do. But I do think that it's been helpful over the years for those religions to use confession. I also think that it's very possible that Alzheimer's is a subconscious attempt at forgetting your shadows.
Ah, yeah, it could be.
Leads me to the health issues of shadow work. Oh my gosh! I mean, there are many, many stories of people who have had profound physical health changes by clearing their shadows.
Fascinating, because we're releasing what I call those blocks. They're energy blocks. It's really as simple as that. They are shadows that you have to shine light on, but they're energy blocks that are keeping you from you being your perfect self that you came here to experience. And actually, Dawn, we probably came to this planet to work on our shadows, and where many of us don't, but that's probably one of the purposes we came here to do.
It's very possible. That's bigger than my sphere of knowledge, but it is certainly possible, Jules. I see how until mankind is fully aware, this segregation between conscious and subconscious is going to be there, and the best thing we can do is just love it back into integration with us.
That was well said. I think that this is such an incredible time that we are living in right now. And we are, especially the law of attraction, spiritual people are really looking into themselves, because as you said, we really have to do the work ourselves so that it changes collectively. But I think the awareness and everything that's going on, I am seeing incredible changes already happening. It's really amazing to sit back and watch the reports come in about, you know, that we're taking on the major corporations, we're taking on the pharmaceuticals. You know, we're doing some incredible things as human beings by taking back our power, which is allowing us. I mean, if we were so deep into our shadows, we couldn't actually change the planet as fast as it's being changed right now. So I think the shadow work by Debbie Ford and what you're doing, my goodness, it is literally helping us to change the world.
I believe that this work is that important, and I appreciate that you see it. I'm not sure. It would be interesting to know how many of your readers actually see the value in shadow work. Because like I admit it, for many, many years, I've been in the law of attraction since 1988. And I wasn't willing to confront shadow work until about 3 or 4 years ago.
Interesting.
But, you know, it's really interesting watching it play out in relationships. And I think that that's how I got into it for my members. You know, because we get romantically attracted to people that are going to mirror that shadow aspect of ourselves. And we feel like we're a perfect match to them. And then we feel whole. You know, we feel like with them that fills that hole, that void that we had. Mm-hmm. And it's really just showing each other your wounds. And it's such a subconscious relationship. And I really believe that conscious relationships are where the real joy and happiness are.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, how can you truly have an honest relationship if you can't be honest with yourself?
And yeah. and it's hard. That's why I think you need a chaperone to walk this path. It takes a lot of courage to confront what you've been trying to hide from yourself since you were a child. You know, you can do it on your own, especially your listeners who are aware. But having a chaperone really helps. It helps eliminate some of the pain.
Right. As a hypnotherapist, I see a lot of clients that come in and they are literally stuck in their past. It's like they can't move forward. And they are so fearful that they can't get rid of their past. So it's really fascinating because the shadow side is definitely what's keeping them stuck. Their inability to really look back and see, shall we say, their responsibility in creating their past.
I actually did a radio show about that several years ago, and I think it was the least popular radio show I ever did. It was on radical responsibility. When you take responsibility from a soul level for what's happening in your physical life, and it's just really difficult, I think, for some people to confront, even in the law of attraction community. But yes, I do agree that responsibility is key to shadow work and key to living a joyful life. Playing victim and blaming others, it really doesn't help us at all.
So do you see a lot of the victim work or victim mentality with the shadow?
I do. And the very first part of working with a client is listening to their victim mentality. Let them get it all out. And I'm making notes while they get it all out. And then we take it apart one step at a time. And we say, okay, well, how were you responsible for that? How could you have possibly been at all responsible for that? And so we get to the responsibility, and then we start looking for the shadow behind that, what happened. And then we name that shadow. We acknowledge it, rewrite it down, and we try to find ways of integrating it back into our lives.
What about for those people who have had abuse, you know, like physical abuse growing up?
Unfortunately, those are the ones with the darkest, deepest shadows. And I think that on some level, we all know that. We all know that, to get into a relationship with someone that has a broken past is harder than somebody who doesn't have much of a broken past. But it doesn't mean that there's not joy for them. It really can be simple to confront your shadows and integrate them into yourself and live fully for the first time in your life.
That's wonderful. I can see that there is a lot to this.
There is.
And you know, it's like, how long does it take usually? Can you get anywhere in a few sessions, or does it take like a year or what?
I've had people come to me and they have one session with me and they end up not calling me back. And I'm like, okay, well, did I do something? Did it not work? You know, my insecurities kick in. And then I call them and they're like, no, I'm doing great. I didn't feel the need to call you. I'm like, that's great. I'm glad to know that. Some people, everybody's different. You know, there's a lot of wounds out there that push these shadows really deep. And everybody's going to be different in their courage level, their confront level, their awareness level. So I'm never really sure how long it's going to take. But I can say that on average, people get enormous relief within 2 or 3 sessions.
Wow, that's good. That is so great. It doesn't have to take a long period of time. It can be fruitful, as you said, in either 1 session or 3 sessions or even 6 sessions.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why it is fruitful in just a few sessions is because once you have the, I try to go for the biggest, darkest shadow I can. It's kind of like triage. Let's just get the biggest one we can. Let's focus on that one. And once one of my clients figures out how to break the chain, how to confront it, how to rename it, how to reintegrate it back into their lives, they feel like they are now empowered with how to handle the rest of their shadows as they come up, as they become aware of them. So if I can just go after the 2 or 3 big ones, they can handle all the little ones on their own.
Oh, that's a good point. That's really good. Huh. Interesting. Wow. So how can people get a hold of you who would like to know more about the shadow and how to do the work?
My email address is Dawn Michaels, DawnMichaels, and the number 8 at gmail.com.
Great. So people can just contact you. We'll have a link on my show page, too, as to where you can email Dawn and just request some help with this. And she is there waiting. For all of those people who are having relationship problems, you don't have to suffer through it. You aren't stuck. There are many things you can do. And Dawn really is a tremendous coach in everything as far as the law of attraction and relationships. You know, there's no reason why you have to suffer. So go to Dawn and say, go to loveattractionsingles.com for, and I know that there are lots and lots of people who are looking for relationships. I hear about them all the time. It's like, what are you waiting for? It's so easy to go there and using your consciousness to see someone, then take the time to get to know them to see if you're a match. How can you go wrong?
Well, not only that, but you can join for free. You can come and set up a profile, put up your pictures, look around at all the other members, and enjoy a free membership until you're ready to contact other people. And then we have lots of specials that we run. And I think that the more aware a group of people is, the more they've had an opportunity to at least confront their shadows. Mm-hmm. So if I were to take an educated guess, I would say that the members on our site have at least confronted their shadows as a percentage much more than the average person. So if you want to work on your shadows, you're probably going to find somebody else who wants to work on their shadows. And then you can find a mate based on a conscious decision instead of subconscious chemistry that is really just your shadows wanting to mirror itself.
Right. Ooh, that's a good point. Okay. That's wonderful, Dawn. It's really great. It's lawofattractionsingles.com and it's dawnmichaels8@gmail.com. And if for all of those who are interested in meeting other Law of Attraction singles, the cruise is a great way to do that. It really is.
It absolutely is. I mean, you know, what better way than just to be totally relaxed, enjoying a cruise, no to-do list, and meeting other like-minded people that are single and looking for love. It's the love boat. It's the law of attraction love boat.
That's exactly right. It is the love boat, and people are coming on, and we're going to have a great time. So, Dawn, thank you for being my partner in the love boat. This is going to be so much fun meeting a lot of your members, and we are going to have a great time. So, thank you, Dawn.
You're welcome, and I think time is running out for us on the cruise, isn't it? Don't we need to get... We have a deadline of August something.
August 20th is the final payment date. You have to pay for the whole cruise, which really isn't expensive at all. If you go to loaradionetwork.com, check the Love Boat menu, and it goes there. It will tell you. But after the 20th of August, the prices are going to go up, so you cannot delay. You need to get in there right now and make the deposits so you can keep the low rates. They will go up. On the cruise ships, they always do that. The closer to the date, they start raising them up. So take advantage of this and get the great rates and the best rooms by going early.
I was fascinated by some of the things you were having, some of the activities you were having. That sounded so much fun.
Yes, we have a dance instructor going to teach us the art of communication through dance and how you relate to people through dance. This is really fascinating. And just, you know, we're just having all kinds of competitions. It's going to be fun. It's just a great way for you to get to know someone fun-wise, you know, laughing and starting to appreciate people without judging, letting them be, and it's just going to be a fantastic time.
Oh,
thank you so much, Dawn, for taking the time.
Jules.
This was so much fun.
It's always fun to talk with you, no matter what we're talking about. But this is a subject that I certainly feel very passionate about.
Yes, as well you should. This is really something that helps humankind dramatically. So thank you, Dawn. And to all my wonderful listeners, have a great week ahead. We'll be back with Dr. Uwe Albrecht next week. It's going to be a great one. Talk to you later. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com. And have a great week.